We're going to learn the 11th Maimer Yud Aleph of the Pritzadik on Parshas Bahar. The Torah says, "V'haaretz lo yisimacher litzmisus." The land of Eretz Yisrael shall not be sold by us, by any one of us, where it's a permanent sale. The land must revert to the original owners at the Yovel. Kili haaretz, because Hashem says, the land is mine. Kigerim v'seshavim atem imadi, you are living on my terms, imadi, with me. V'chol eretz achuzaschem gula titnu laretz. So you have to therefore allow for redemption, and if the land is not redeemed, then it reverts automatically to the original owners, to the ancestral land owners at the Yovel. B'bala turim, and the words kigerim v'seshavim atem imadi, he says, "V'samachlay b'chol eretz achuzaschem gula titnu laretz." Laimar, this is to tell us, "She'b'chol makim shegalu shchinu imah." That wherever the Jewish people are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Now, maybe in simple pshat we would say, "Gerim v'teshavim atem imadi," would mean that Hashem is always with us wherever we are. But the Baal HaTurim is saying that because the next words are, because of the juxtaposition to Uvuchal Eretz Achuzaschem Geula Titnu La'aretz, that's how and why Gerim V'Teshavim Atem Yimadi, we're always with Hashem, Hashem is always with us. The problem is that this Pasuk is talking about Eretz Yisrael only. V'kasha, D'ho HaPasuk Koy Al Eretz Yisrael. D'ksiv Uvuchal Eretz Achuzaschem, your ancestral land, the land that belongs to you by inheritance, the Hainu Be'eretz Yisrael. So how does the Baal HaTurim see in this Pasuk the Shekhinah is with us wherever we go, even outside of Eretz Yisrael? Ach be'emes, Loshen Geirim V'Sei Shavim Kasha Loimar Arad Eretz Yisrael. He says, you know, the truth is that at that point where Am Yisrael is about to go into Eretz Yisrael, to call us Geirim, that we are sojourners, that we are living there temporarily. After Ashken, of course, we do find Ba'avram Avinu Olav HaShalom, Sha'amar, who said, Ger v'seishav anachi imachem. He said to the B'nai Ches when he wanted to buy the Maras HaMachpelah, V'nidrash and Chachameinu in Bereshis Rabba Adairish, where they say on these two very different descriptions of Ger and Toishav. So Medrash Rabba says that Avram Avinu was saying, Im Ritzisem Ger, if you wish, you call me a Ger. And even a Ger has rights. V'ilav, if not, Merebesa, then it's mine. I'm the Balabayas here. Toishav, I'm the Balabayas, the Kadosh Baruch who promised the land to me, to my children. Yitachin Loshen Ger, Shadayin Lenitnan Loi Oz Eretz Yisrael. So for Avram Avinu to be called a stranger, a ger, at that point in time makes sense because the land had not yet officially become his. It was promised to him, but it wasn't his. Kemeshin Emar, as it says, where the Pasuk describes Avram and Lot not being able to manage with the small parcel of land that they were living on in Eretz Canaan, the Torah says, V'haknani v'haprizi oz yoshev ba'aretz. Meaning that Lot really wasn't correct when Lot said, I can let my animals pasture wherever I wish. All of this land belongs to my uncle. My uncle has no children, so it's mine. Or gonna be mine. And the Medrash says that the point of the Pasuk right there is, Ad achshav misvakesh lahem zchus v'aretz. That there is still no real rights. At that point in time, there were no contemporary legal rights to Avram or Lot in the land. Aval be'eretz Yisrael, but for us in Eretz Yisrael, Acher she'er Yerushua, lo yitachin lashon ger. Once the Torah is telling us about the mitzvahs that we will have to fulfill when we're in Eretz Yisrael after we've arrived and we were yerush the land, why would Hashem use the expression in this pasuk? Geirim, the Teshavim Mimadi. Gam loshen imadi tzarech biyur. What is the idea of being imadi? Gam hikshaloi, that the tour found it odd. Mashenemar ki li haaretz. Havale loymar ki li hi. For it, the land is mine. We're talking about v'aretz leisimachel esmisus. Ki li hi. Why repeat haaretz again? B'koy al ha'aretz, shehishchel ha'pasik. That is what the Torah in this pasuk is talking about. So you could have identified it just with the word vihi. And he is gimel oisius and haaretz is dalet oisius. So why go to the extra ois? Why say aretz v'lachayn? Pirish, that's why the Baal Turim says, b'koy al kol ha'olam kuloi. When it says ki li ha'aretz, it means earth. It means the land. It means the world. And indeed, now the imadi means, yes, you, I'm Yisrael, are mine, and you're with me, and I'm with you, globally, wherever you are, and it's all you. It's all you, I'm Yisrael. The whole world is here because of you. Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikra Reishis. As we say in the very beginning of the story of Bereishis itself. As it says in Psikta, Asida Yerushalayim, Hiyos Keretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim will have an expanded characteristic such that all of Eretz Yisrael will have the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, Kachal Oilem Kulay. What does that mean? V'hainu, Shekol Oilem Miskadesh B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. All of earth will one day have a certain holiness to it. La Asid Lavay. The Eretz Yisrael, and all of Eretz Yisrael then will be like Yerushalayim has always been. The Eretz Yisrael, Tiskadish Pektushas Yerushalayim. V'zeh Shenemar, that's why it says, Ki li ha'aretz, kol ha'olam kulay. That's what the Pasuk's referring to. It's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hegemony over all of earth. And that we, Am Yisrael, are, so to speak, partners with Hashem globally. V'alzeh Nemar, and that's why we are called Gerim, because after all, practically speaking, we are not yet entitled, we do not yet have global rights. We have influence, but we do not have rights to proclaim all of earth to be ours in some special way or in some unique way. We have a special role to play with prerogatives all over. Not yet. So that's why, as far as Haaretz, all of earth is concerned, this pasuk says, "Geirim v'seshavim atem yimadi." Daf shadayin lo zechisem liyerushas kol ha'olam kulay ad sheyavim Mashiach mekol makom. Kevin shehuftuchu Yisrael al ze. K'may shenemar liYaakov avinu alav shalom. Uferatz tiyam avakeid mevutzafayin avenegba. Yaakov avinu was told that you will spread and your children will spread and ultimately all of earth will be yours. And the Medrash says that's what the Pasuk means. She yerash kol ha'olam shaloi b'mido. He will be yerash, she yerash kol ha'olam. He is going to be the inheritor of all of earth and without measure, meaning limitless. Therefore, nikru Yisrael gerim v'seshavim etzel Hashem Yisbarach. We are with Hashem Yisparach b'chol ha'olam kulay. V'al zenam or v'chol eretz achuzaschem, haynu b'chol agluyos. Wherever you take an achuzah, wherever you end up living, gula, you're going to bring redemption to that land, meaning you're going to bring holiness to all of earth. It's such a big idea. But that's why the Baal HaTurim, when he looks at this pasuk and he sees Haaretz, he understands Haaretz to mean globally all of earth. And he understands Gerim V'Soyshavim, just like Avraham Avinu said, Ger V'Soyshav, meaning I will one day have rights. It will one day become all mine. That's what this pasuk is hinting to. When it says that Klal Yisrael, we are all Gerim V'Soyshavim Imadi, it means that one day we will globally have prerogative. All of earth will be understood to be Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. That's what this pasuk is already hinting at. It's going beyond, well beyond just Eretz Yisrael, and well beyond only those years when we lived in Eretz Yisrael. It's talking about the future of Am Yisrael and the future of Eretz Yisrael. La'asid lavon. Let's continue. So that's why it says, Gerim v'seshavim with or near Eitzel Hashem Yisbach, b'chol o'ilam kulay, v'al zeh ne'amar v'chol eretz achuzaschem. Hainu, b'chol ha'kluyos. Wherever Golus takes us, wherever we live, v'nikra eretz achuzaschem. Because achuzaschem doesn't only mean the land of Israel, aderach mashenem rabbi Mitzrayim, v'yeshiv Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim, v'yeach suva, v'yifri v'yir b'ma'od. So it says v'yeach suva, meaning they took possession of the land. That doesn't mean they became the government legal possessors of the land in some way, as a nation. It wasn't the national possession of Am Yisrael, but wherever Bnei Yisrael lived, wherever they had any presence, they made a difference. They made a difference. They had impact. That's what Ve'yach Suba means. Ve'yifru ve'yirbu ma'oid. Ve'omarnu sh'aperish nechzu or she'nechzu be'klipas Mitzrayim. We came involved with Egyptian culture, even that which is so negative, klipas Mitzrayim, that which is deleterious and undesirable in Mitzrayim, which we had to then be metaken, v'niskalkulu, and we were corrupted by that, through that which we became part of Egypt. This is a hachana for us to multiply and to then to come out of Mitzrayim and be mekabel Torah. Shenasu Knesset Yisrael Shishim Ribu Mitzrayim, so that we would become able to each of us take part of Torah and together be mekabel Torah. V'zeh hoya hachana l'matan Torah. So, coming into Mitzrayim, being challenged as we were by all of that which is Tumas Mitzrayim, overcoming that and overcoming it fully when we finally are mekabel Torah, that's all part of what it means to be in the Golus, and then to make the correction to the Golus, and to draw out in the world of Kabbalah, this is called to save and to take the Nitzotzin condition, to take out the holy sparks and make good that which without us wouldn't be rectified. That's our job, as it was in Mitzrayim, so it is throughout the world. B'sham ksiv anochi erei dimach. I'm going down with you, meaning, he means, you know, implicitly, going down, meaning even there where there's Tumas Mitzrayim, v'anochi a'alcha, but I will bring you up. And you will do all of the saving of what has to be saved in Mitzrayim, and redeem all of that which has to be redeemed about Egypt and about Mitzrayim. U'mizeh lamdu, this is how in Zohar Chodesh, lamdu she b'chol mokum shegol v'shchino imohem. It's actually, I think it's Zohar Chelek Aleph, I should say. She b'chol mokum shegol v'shchino imohem. Wherever Am Yisrael is in Golos, shchino imohem. V'agidei kach zachu l'matan Torah. And that's how we become Zeichet to Matan Torah, by coming through and rising after the challenge and adversity of Mitzrayim. V'chein b'chol ha'guluyos, Yisrael nechazin b'hem. We become a part of the Golus, with all of the negative that entails, with all of the negative that ultimately causes. But we overcome that negative, and we not only survive, but thrive and bring Kedusha where HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows there are sparks of holiness to be drawn out. V'chein b'chol ha'guluyos, Yisrael, nechazin b'hem. We are grabbed, we are taken in, so to speak, and then have to become redeemed, not just materially and physically, but spiritually, we have to overcome. V'adidei kach, Maitzin mehem hanitzotzin kedishin. We draw out the holy sparks, meaning we draw out the holy potential that exists in all of the places and in all surrounds in which we might find ourselves in this long goes That's why we've been in the Golos, for that purpose. That's why Hashem wants us there, to make that difference to the societies and to the earth, to the place, to the geographical location where the Jewish people are found. Upirshu, excuse me, I skipped a line. Ukamesha Amru, as it says in the Gemara Pesachim, Loi Hagla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael, Elo Kadeshi Yitoysfu Aleim Gerim. The Golos has the function of us coming in contact with certain people, and those people become Gerim. Upirshu Dekoy Al Nitzoytsin Kadishin She Yisrael Moitziin Begoluyos. It doesn't just mean the Gerim, the actual Neshamos. It means making that which is otherwise an unholy place holy, bringing possibilities of Kedusha into the environment. Umemela Mizgayer Mehem. So that's why some become Gerim. In other words, we change the atmosphere of the place, the character of there where the Jewish people are living. Changes, and the possibilities now open up, and then those neshamos are therefore able to find their passage, find their opening into and become joined as Am Yisrael. They become part of Am Yisrael. So it's not just that they are there to have influence on the people. Ultimately, that is what happens. They're there because the earth itself, the created earth, needs that Am Yisrael take possession, be a part of that place, be inherently connected to that place. And that the place be a place of the Jews. And then, as a result of that, the spiritual character of the place changes, the nature of the place changes, and then those people who are there, whose neshamos are destined to and have what is the necessary makeup and ingredient to become Yidden, they become Jews. Possession, Emar. And that's why the Torah says, "Uvachol eretz achuzaschem, Geula titnu la'aretz." Uvachal eretz achuzaschem means wherever you have an achuza, wherever you take land and live. Doesn't mean only Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Baal HaTurim sees the pasuk, and that's why he says that this pasuk is saying, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gerim v'teshav matam imadi, wherever we are in the galus, Hashem is with us. Because it means wherever we have an achuza, and he shows us that expression of Achuza, as it was used in Mitzrayim, can be used anywhere in the Golos. Geula titnu la'aretz. We have to bring redemption to the land. Redemption to the land means those places outside of Eretz Yisrael are places that are meant to be good places, productive places. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them so that there shall be Kedusha throughout the world. Even in Paris. Somehow, right? Even in the places where you would think, what? That's where Hashem wants Am Yisrael to be and to draw out holy sparks? Yes, yes. Exactly so. Geula titnu la'aretz, shebechol makam begaluyos sheye'achzu Yisrael be'umos ha'olam, everywhere where we are part of them, and they become with us, partners in some way, neighbors, and we live with them and amongst them, with all the challenge. And the challenge includes that we fall. We are yordim. But Aolcha Gam Allah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, and the Torah, lifts us and picks us up. And in that process, Al Yidei Kach Geula Titnu La'aretz, Lahoitzi Hanitzoitzin Kedishin. Bringing out the holy sparks and the holy potential. And so that's why when a person, a Yid, travels, wherever a Yid goes, a person should feel, Kili Kol Aretz, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's earth. We have a special role to play here. We have to be very Jewish here. This is not somehow foreign to the Jewish people. It's not Eretz Yisrael. But it's, so to speak, a place where we have a role to play. We have to bring Kedusha to this place. This is a place where mitzvahs can be achieved, where the will of Hashem is played out in a particular way. and those people watching us and then influenced by this, yes, some of them might even then come close, so close, if they have those neshamos, that they become geirim. Shebechol mokim shegalu shechina yimachem. Wherever we live, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, the shechina is with you. U'kshein asidin lehigoyel, shechina yimachem. Shechina comes with us and travels with us and comes back with us to the redeemed Eretz Yisrael. Eretz shechinta itkri, Eretz dekdush, dekud shebrichu. It's the land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of the land. Everywhere HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, so to speak, a home alongside us and with us. Geirim v'teshovim atem imadi. K'mo shenemar, v'haretz hadem ragla. V'zeh hasmicho l'ma shenemar ki geirim v'teshovim atem imadi. This is why the Torah says geirim v'teshovim, and specifically geirim, because it's not yet fulfilled. We are not yet actually the ones responsible or legally, rightfully owners of all of earth, but it's destined to be that we are there, wherever we are, and have influence globally. And yes, one day all of earth is holy, and we'll have like the Kedusha like that of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael having, so to speak, all of its Kedusha like that, which is now Kedusha Yerushalayim. K'may shekasav be'Baal HaTurim. And that's why the Baal HaTurim sees this pasuk as saying much more than just that we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that it's his land, Eretz Yisrael. No, we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it's his planet Earth. It's his world. And we have a special role to play in Hashem's world. And that role is to bring Geula to that world, to bring righteousness, to bring holiness even, to bring Maitzi, the Nitzaitz, and Kedushin, wherever they are, the Nitzaitz and Kedushin throughout this Earth. And that's the special role Am Yisrael is supposed to play. Not only to make Kiddush Hashem, not only to be able to, so to speak, lift ourselves up and combat all of the negative and deleterious effects of the surrounding cultures, but even to find what's worthy, what's holy, what's redeemable amongst them, where they are, why that particular land is the way it is, has a special role to play. There's a reason for everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, the way he created it and where he created it. And we're supposed to cause it to shine. That reason is supposed to shine forth in some very holy, special way. And then, as the Gemara in Pesachim says, the people in those places also will become, if their neshamos are the correct neshamos to join, if their neshamos were at Sinai, they will, those people will join us too. This is all part of Eretz Achuz Aschem, the places where Am Yisrael takes hold, where we live and have profound positive influence and bring holiness not only to those places where we feel we belong, which is Eretz Yisrael, we can bring holiness and bring Geula to all places wherever Am Yisrael lives, globally, have that influence and have that ability to redeem mankind and bring out Kedusha in Hashem's world.